shield of faith.
Wear a helmet, it's my saving grace. so keep riding the tournament. Shoot at the battlement. I may never sword fight the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir!
I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir!
I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir!
I may never march to the castle keep, ride in the tournament, shoot at the battlements. I may never sword fight the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir!
I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir!
I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir!
I may never march to the castle keep, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir!
Welcome to the second evening of Keepers of the Kingdom. Who's glad to be here tonight? Let me see your hands. Who's here tonight? Woo! All right, that was okay. We'll get there. Who was here last night? Let me see your hand if you were here last night. Very good. You were here last night. Great. We're glad you came back. Who was not here last night and tonight is your first time? Look at all these first-time guests over here and over here. That's great. Can you guys welcome them? Say hi. There we go. Welcome. So glad you guys are here. In a moment, we'll recognize and give some points. How many of you here tonight are on the red team? How many of you tonight are on that, what's the other team? Blue! Okay, very good. So glad you're here tonight. Well, we're going to be hearing from some very special guests tonight. So I'm so glad you're here, but we're going to sit up straight and tall, and we're going to listen, because we're about to meet some very special people.
All right, boys and girls, it's good to see you back at Bible school tonight. And we are going to talk about what we learned last night. Who can tell me how many kingdoms there are? How many kingdoms are there?
Two.
Two. That's right, two kingdoms. And those kingdoms are? Yes. Yeah, the good kingdom and the bad kingdom. You know, the Bible calls bad kingdom, the kingdom of, or the power of darkness. I don't know about you, but when I was your age, I didn't like darkness too much, okay? I like to have a light on in my ring of night or something, or something coming in from the hallway, but the bad kingdom is called the power of darkness. You know what the good kingdom is called? The Bible says in Colossians 1:13, it says the good kingdom is.
Thank you. I was wondering if we had a really surprise guest. Okay. All right. So the good kingdom is called the kingdom of his dear son. Isn't that neat? The kingdom of his dear son.
VBS. Oh, I guess it's already started. At least I'm ready.
Excuse me, but you don't look ready.
I'm definitely ready.
Harrison, look at you, man. Your belt's not even together. You got one shoe on. Your hat's covering half your face. Your shirt tail's out. What in the world have you been doing?
Well, you see, so I was on my way, right? I forgot my notes in my Bible, so I went back to get it. Somehow a horse stepped on my notes. I tripped. A shoe fell off. It was just one thing after another.
Oh, man. Why don't you kind of try to pull yourself together a little bit?
Okay.
All right, boys and girls. Like I was saying before Harrison came in unprepared, he looks a little familiar for some reason. I don't know. Maybe he's in some other kind of skit or something. But there are two kingdoms, and it's God's good kingdom and Satan's evil kingdom. And to be a part of God's good kingdom, we need to be ready. In other words, you need to be a citizen of that kingdom. And that's the most important thing. That's really the first step, is to make sure you're a citizen of the good kingdom.
And one of the ways we can be ready is just being ready to serve God in our lives. And of course, like he said, the first step is becoming a child of God.
And Harrison, have you done that?
I have. I was 9 years old, and I'm so thankful I did.
Yeah, that's great. And I was 14 years old, and I'm sure thankful I'm part of that kingdom. And once we're in God's kingdom, we need to be ready for the battles. Because kids, there are going to be battles. It's not just easy sailing when you become a Christian. There are battles. And the Bible tells us that one way to get ready is to put on the whole armor of God. But remember, we learned last night, that's not a physical armor like a knight wears, okay? These knights up here in these posters, it's a spiritual armor. Sometimes when you think about the battle, you kind of wish, boy, I wish it was something I could put on physically to protect myself spiritually. But it is a spiritual armor, and we've got to be ready so we don't end up getting tricked like Eve did. Remember in the Garden of Eden when Satan tricked her? And that was the first step that led us all into the mess where we are today.
Now, the first piece of armor we're going to talk about is the belt. Now, in medieval times, knights would use a belt to protect themselves, keep their armor together, even hold their sword up.
And we're going to see what the Bible says about the armor. Now, you've been learning these verses from Ephesians chapter what? Chapter 6. Okay, and we're going to start in verse 10. I'm going to read these verses for you. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I'm not good at doing all the actions. You can do that while I'm reading if you want to. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the what of the devil? Yeah, the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Now listen to what it says in verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That's that belt of truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Now that first piece of armor is called the belt of truth. The belt of truth reminds us to have our faith strong and sure in God's word. It reminds us that every bit of God's word is true. Now, even like a knight couldn't function if he didn't have his belt, the same way as we Christians couldn't function if we have doubts about parts or even all of God's word. We need to trust the truth. Now, if we look at John 17, 17b, let's see, do we have it on there? Maybe not. It says, thy word is truth. And then if we turn to Psalms, let's see. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Now, are you going to be one that stands for God's word and stands for his truth, or are you going to doubt it? We must trust the truth.
And remember that the bad kingdom is based on lies. And God doesn't want you to follow the lies of the devil. But the devil lied to Eve, and he'll lie to each one of us. And that's what the Lord said about the devil, said he is a liar from the beginning, and he does that to us today. But God cannot lie. His word, like you just heard read, his word is truth. We can trust God's word to tell us the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And even when others tempt you and try to get you to doubt God's word, you need to say, no, I know that one thing is true, and that's God's word. I can always, always count on it.
Now, to trust the truth, we have to know the truth, right? So for 100 points, what's some ways we can learn the truth? We'll go over here. That's a great one. Okay, any others? How about front row? Yep. Yeah, that's a great one. So 100 points for each team there.
All right, and putting on the belt of truth means that you're going to be a person who tells the truth. If you want to know the truth, you also have to commit to being a person who tells the truth. And of course, as we've already said, you need the Holy Spirit to help you to be a truth teller. So you want to ask God to help you tell the truth even when it's hard.
Now, let's say tell the truth together. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Tell the truth.
Now, let's say trust the truth, tell the truth. Trust the truth, tell the truth. Great job, guys.
All right, good job.
All right, you say thank you to our friends. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very good. All right. Well, do we have a blue team here? Yeah, do we have a red team here? Are you guys ready to do some singing? We're going to sing our theme song. So Miss Jessica and her friends are going to come up here, and we're going to learn again tonight, Keepers of the Kingdom.
Thank you. All right, everybody stand up for me.
Kingdom on from head to toe, following the Savior, facing every foe. Keepers of the kingdom, ready, set, let's go! Children of the King, belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace. Kingdom, arm from head to toe, following the Savior, facing every foe. Keepers of the kingdom, ready, set, let's go! Children of the King.
All right, do you think we can do it louder? Yeah? You seem pretty confident. All right, let's try it again.
Keepers of the kingdom, arm from head to toe, following the Savior, facing every foe. Keepers of the kingdom, ready, set, let's go! Children of the King, belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, children of the King. We are keepers of the kingdom, armed from head to toe, following the Savior, facing every foe. Keepers of the kingdom, ready, set, let's go! Children of the King.
All right, good job. You can have a seat.
Thank you so much. All right, great job, singers. Great job to our teachers tonight. What was the first part of the armor of God that we learned about tonight? I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. You say what it is. Ready? 1, 2, 3. the belt of truth. Now, remember Mr. Blanton was up here talking, and then Harrison walks in. What did he not have on that he should have had on? His belt. I don't know if you noticed that. Part of being prepared is having your belt on, right? And especially for a soldier, it might hold up your pants. It might hold up your sword, all right? You're not ready for battle if you don't have your belt ready, right? And so the first part of the armor that God talks to us about is the belt of truth. Have you ever had anybody lie to you? You ever had somebody lie to you? Does that help you in life when somebody lies to you? Or does that mess you up? What if your sibling said, "Mom said you could go and eat as many cookies as you want"? Do you think that's going to help you or hurt you if it's a lie? You think it's going to hurt you? Yeah, if you have lies, then it's going to mess you up. You're not prepared. We need truth. We need God's truth. Tonight we got to see Harrison here. He wasn't prepared. And the first part of the armor that we put on is our belt of truth. And the song we just sang, we sang about it, the belt of truth. Now, last night we talked about some people who got tricked. Oh, it was so sad. God made the earth, and when he made it, he said that it was all what? It was good. In fact, it was totally perfect. There was nothing wrong, nothing bad. There was nothing evil. It was all good. And then Satan, the enemy, the devil, he came in and he helped to mess up everything because he came in with not truth. What did he come in with? He came in with lies. And he is the father of lies. And the evil kingdom, Satan's kingdom, is built on lies. Who can remember what the first lie that was told was? Do you know what? What do you think, Riley? I can be just like God. In fact, that's what Satan thought. He said, "I will be just like God." And so he led a third of the angels in heaven in a rebellion. And so then Satan really loved Adam and Eve and wanted them to be happy, right? Is that what happened? No. What happened instead? He tricked Eve. Why? Yeah? What did you think? Emily, did you have your hand up? What did you think? Yep, God made everything perfect. What did you think, Perry Marie? Satan hates God. He hates everything God made. You guys say that with me? Satan hates God. And so you know what? Satan hates you. Oh, that's really sad, isn't it? Yeah, but since Satan hates God, he hates everything that God made. And what's God's favorite creation? Can you point at God's favorite creation? Point you. Yep, you guys. We are God's favorite creation. He loves the world that he made. He loves the flowers and the trees and the birds and the crocodiles and the dinosaurs and the volcanoes and all the cool things that he made. But the thing he loves the most is people. So Satan says, "I'm going to try to hurt God and I'm going to try to mess up people." And so Satan came in with lies and tricks. And so the first part of the armor that we need is the truth. And tonight, Harrison taught us to say two things. He said, tell the truth. Say that with me. Tell the truth. And then secondly, trust the truth. Say that. Trust the truth. Say them together. Tell the truth and trust the truth. Now, sometimes we can be tempted to doubt the truth. What is it that we can absolutely trust without one shadow of a doubt? What can we trust for sure? What do you think? Front row here. Raylan. God. And what else can we trust since we can trust God? In the back there. Yes, sir. You. The Bible, God's word, since it is truth. And sometimes Satan will make us want to doubt and think, did God really say that? Is that really true? Can you really believe God? What do you think? Can we really believe God? Yeah. And we can't. And so tonight, the phrase that we're learning is that we have to be willing to trust the truth. We have to be willing to trust the truth. We have to be willing to say that God is true and we're going to trust him. We can't believe Satan's lies. We need to be willing to trust God's truth. Well, we started learning some good things last night. We started with a verse in Ephesians chapter 6. Where was that verse? Ephesians where? chapter 6. And who remembers? Now, Brother Blanton was saying that you all do better at the motions. You all do better at the motions than I do, because I kept messing up on the motions. Now, my excuse is I'm holding a microphone, okay? And so it makes it really hard for me to remember and not hit myself in the face when I'm doing motions. But do you guys think you can say the verse without even putting it up on the screen? You want to see if we can try it without it? Where is it found? It's found in Ephesians 6, 10, 11. You guys think we can say it? Let's try it. Ready? How does it start? My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, 10, and 11. How many of you think you got that down pretty good? How many of you think you got it? Okay. We're going to put it up there on the screen so that the kids who weren't here last night, they can say it with us. And here's the motions we do. So we go like this. You put your fingers out and you kind of chop the end off. You do finally. Okay, that's the end, finally. Then you do my brethren. And then you go be strong. You guys do that new muscle? Be strong. And then we go in the Lord. And in the, now for power, we're going to go like this. Like we're pushing up something really heavy. You guys can use both hands. I'm only using one hand. Okay. In the power of His might. And then we're going to say, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand. We talked about this last night. You don't want to fight sitting down or laying down, do you? You need to be able to what? You need to be able to stand. And then we talked about the wiles of the devil. Who remembers another word for wiles? What is it?
Tricks.
What is it?
Tricks.
That's when Satan tries to lie to you, when he tries to deceive you, when he tries to fool you and get you to think something that's not true. That's what he did with Eve, and that's what he wants to do with you. He wants to trick you and make you believe something that's not true. Because why does he want to do it? First of all, because Satan hates God, and because of that, what's also true? Satan hates you. He hates you, and it's really sad. But the good news is that God loves you, and God wants you to know the truth. And so you know what He wants to do? He wants you to put on the whole armor of God, not part of it. You can't just leave off your belt and be prepared for battle. No, you've got to start with the belt of truth, and that's what we're learning about tonight. And then we're going to put on the whole armor of God that we can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So let's say that verse, Ephesians 6, 10 through 11, one more time. Ready? Here we go. Ephesians 6, 10 through 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, 10 through 11. Now, that was night one's verse. So from now on, when I'm asking for points and I want you to say night one's verse, what are you going to say? You're going to say Ephesians 6, 10 through 11. But it's not night one anymore. Tonight is night two. And so we're going to learn a new verse. And this verse is the one that's on the screen. It's Ephesians 6, 14. Say that with me. Ephesians 6, 14. Not 12, not 13, but Ephesians 6, 14. So we jump two verses there, and we go to Ephesians 6, 14. Now, it talks about how we stand. It says, stand, therefore. Stand in this way. So therefore means stand because of this. And it says, having your loins. What in the world is a loin? Okay? You can think like around the middle of you, like where your belt goes. Okay? Having your loins girt. That's another word you probably don't use. How many of you said girt today? Yeah, I probably haven't had girt. Probably haven't said girt. But girt has the idea of wearing a belt. So when we say loins girt, you know what we're saying? Wear a belt. Can you say it with me? Wear a belt. Okay. So having your loins girt means cover yourself with the belt of truth. So having your loins girt means what? Wear a belt. It means wear the belt of truth. Be prepared. Now, if a soldier's getting ready for battle and he rushes up to his commander and he doesn't have his belt on, what's his commander going to say? Go back and get ready. Maybe he's going to tell him to do some push-ups. Maybe he's going to give him some kind of punishment. So in order to be ready for battle, you need to have your loins girt, which means what? Okay, so you're going to have your loins girt, or you're going to wear the belt of truth. And you're also going to put on a second piece. It's called the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. This means it's going to cover the upper part of your body. And it is righteousness. Can you say that big word? Righteousness. I think we're going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow night. But we'll touch on it a little bit tonight. Righteousness means doing what is. What do you think it means? Doing what is right. So righteousness, God's righteousness. God always does things what? Right. Do we always do things right? No. Last night we were talking about this. When we break God's law, what do we call that? We call it?
Sin.
Anything we think, say, or do that break God's law. So we don't always do right, but God does right. And we need to have the protection that comes from having Christ's righteousness for us. You know that you and I, we're not perfect. How many of you have siblings that don't always do right? Anybody of you here, you have siblings and they don't always do what's right? What about you? Do you always do what's right? If you're honest, you have to say no, we don't. But Jesus always did what was right. He never sinned. Say it with me. He never sinned. Not even one time. Never told a lie. Never disobeyed his parents. Never had a bad attitude. Never cheated or lied or stole. Never was unkind. Never had an evil thought. Never was lazy. He never once sinned. And so he has what we call righteousness. Now we have something called unrighteousness. Can you say it with me? Unrighteousness. That means that we sin, that we're not perfectly righteous. But Jesus is. And so he offers us his righteousness. He offers us his perfectness. And that is a protection against sin when we put on Jesus' righteousness. So we're going to do this first together. And it goes like this. We're going to go stand therefore, right? Stand therefore. And then we're going to have our loins girt, which means what? Wear a belt. Okay. And then with truth. How should we do truth? Want to do like this? Truth. Something that we know is good and trustworthy. The truth like that. Okay. And then having on the breastplate of righteousness. Protect yourself like that. Something that's going to be in front of you that's going to protect you. It's not a shield, but it's your armor that you're going to wear in front of you to protect all the vital organs that you have. Okay. So we're going to go stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You got to protect yourself, okay? Be ready, be protected. You guys think you can do that? Ephesians 6:14. Try it again.
Ephesians 6:14.
Is it 13?
14.
Is it 12?
14.
Is it 15?
14.
Okay, here we go. Say it with me. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Say that much. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Ready? We'll put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, is this our righteousness? How good we are? Whose righteousness is it? Jesus. Because, see, none of us are good enough, but Jesus was perfect, and so he offers his righteousness. We can never stand before God perfect on our own, because we're not. We sin. We break God's law. We disobey our parents. We are angry. We are unkind, but Jesus never sinned, and so he offers his righteousness in exchange for our sin. We can have wonderful the gift of righteousness through Jesus. So let's say it one more time. Why don't you guys stand up with me? We're going to stand therefore. Where is this found?
Ephesians 6:14.
Ready? Here we go. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Where is it found? All right, they're going to take it off the screen up there, and we're going to see if somebody on the blue team can say this tonight. Can somebody on the blue team say this? Let's see. Maybe somebody who didn't say it last night. Let's see. Is there somebody who didn't? All right. Somebody who did say it last night. Try it. What do you think? You think you got it? All right, I think you got it. Let's see. Is there anybody in the red team that can get this? All right, in the back there, Gage. Yeah.
Stand therefore,
What are they girt with? They're girt with truth. All right, give them a hand. Good job. All right. Very good. You guys can have a seat. Excellent. So we learned last night about putting on the whole armor of God, and tonight we're learning about the first piece of that armor, and that is the... Say it again. Very good. And when we say loins girt, what are we talking about? Wear a belt. Put on the belt. And what belt? The belt of truth. So you learn a new word. You could say, Mom, tonight we had our loins girt with truth. Your mom might say, what is that? And then you can tell her all that means. Wearing a belt. The belt of truth. That is wonderful. Now, we need to do some other things tonight as well. Those are our verses. And we are also going to have to eventually figure out who here loves their team. This is a blue team. Do you guys love your team? What about the red team? Do y'all love your team? How many of you like losing your voice? Apparently some of you do. Last night I heard some people losing their voice. Now, when you show that you love your team, you don't have to just scream, but you can be like, yeah. Can anybody be like, yeah? Can I hear that? Yeah. Anybody? We've got some people over here that say, yeah, yeah. All right, very good. Now, screaming is good. Screaming is also bad. I don't want you just to scream like, ah, because that hurts my ears, okay? So if you would, you can say, yeah, you can be excited, but I'm more looking for enthusiasm and participation, seeing how many of your people actually seem excited and how many of them are participating. See, because if three of your team is like screaming for all they're worth, but the rest of them are sitting there like, I don't know. I'm not sure. So be encouraging people in your row, seeing if everybody will participate. We'll be looking to see who can get some points tonight. We already started with 100 points for one team and 100 points for another team. Miss Hannah's keeping track of my points, right? She's got that. So it's like 100 to 100 right now. But we're going to start giving out points. Who got the most points last night? You guys remember? Who won our cheer off last night? Do we remember? Who won the offering last night? Who's going to win tonight? Okay, very good. That's some good participation there. We'll give you a chance to show your team spirit in just a minute. But there's something that I want to show you tonight. This is something very special. And this is we have some missionaries that we are partnering with. And we're going to go ahead and show you a video from them. Last night, who remembers their names? What was their last name? Say it. The Knight. Isn't that very appropriate for VBS? That was actually a coincidence, but I think it's really nice. It's K-N-I-G-H-T. And who do they work with?
The military.
Say, who do they work with?
The military.
In the country of Cuba?
Japan.
That's right. They work with the military, U.S. military, soldiers, you could say, in the country of Japan. In fact, they just had a baby just a few days ago, and so they now have four children, if I'm counting correctly. Four children? Sorry. Yeah, four. Okay, four. Yeah, they have four. So, the picture you showed last night, we showed you last night, was actually outdated because now they have another baby since that picture was taken, and they're doing well. But Mr. Brandon Knight, Brother Knight, he is and his family are sent out by Stanley Heights. That means they are people who are part of our church that we sent over to a place called Iwakuni, Japan, and they're getting ready to have to get a different building that will meet their needs. And so we have a video here. I want you guys to pay good attention to this video and learn a little bit about the Knight family serving in Japan, and that's who we're giving our offering to this year.
Hello, Stanley Heights Baptist Church family. Alicia and I are so thankful for the opportunity we have to be able to represent you here in Iwakuni and really to relay to you some of what God's been doing the last couple of years since we returned from our furlough. We're also excited to hear how God's going to use this Vacation Bible School week. And young people, I hope that you really allow God's Word to just really get down deep in your heart, because there is so much that God's Word has for you that's going to help you navigate so much of what life is in every year that goes by. And I know that as you put your faith in Jesus Christ alone as your personal Savior, as you read His Word, as you live out His Word, you're going to see God's hand of blessing in your life. You're going to seek wisdom and know how to handle circumstances that a lot of folks struggle with. And really, you'll have a better handle on what life can be as God works through you. one of the ways that we're seeing that work out over here in Iwakuni is we are seeing God work out, giving us wisdom and discernment regarding this building project that we're in. We're asking God to help us not only to see his hand of provision to provide for our need for the building fund, but we're also asking God for wisdom as far as to how to process through that. God has been opening doors. Right now, we have a company that we're working through that is working to give us really a good blueprint for a three-story building that can be built on the back of our property. One way we need prayer for that is we have received approval from the city, but we're also needing approval from the railroad company that is not too far from our church that will allow us to build that building. And right now everything looks good. There's no indication that they're going to reject it, but that's the next step that we're waiting for. And with any of these things, it's always a step-by-step process. Since then, however, we've also gotten a pretty good estimate on what we're expecting to have to pay for this building as it goes up. And we're trying to raise about $750,000 to help us be able to not only remove the current buildings that exist on the property that are in real disrepair, but also be able to put a good foundation in and then set up a new structure that will really facilitate not only what God is doing right now, but also ministry in the years to come as the Lord tarries. And we're thankful for you and your desire to pray with us in that regard, but also to be willing to contribute toward that. And as you give, please have in mind that you're not giving to the Knight family. You're giving to the future ministries of Faith Baptist Church in Iwakuni, Japan, the future ministries of our children's ministries, the back-to-school Bible clubs, the single and unaccompanied Bible studies, the fellowships, the services, all that takes place in and around the ministries here as families come and families go, as the local Japanese population is reached. And all of that, we're seeking for God to receive the glory. And really, God has done some amazing things. I probably need to write a book one day, but I'm just so thankful for how God works in lives, how God helps us make relationships, and how God has not only helped homes and helped families, but how he's helped individuals to find solidity, to find peace, to find peace with God through the finished work of Jesus Christ, and also to find peace with God as they live a day-to-day sanctification process of God working in and through them to make them more like Christ and make an impact in the community around them. And we're thankful for how God does that. We're thankful for your prayers to help, that God would help us be able to accomplish this ministry over here, because we need God's grace desperately. We're praying for you. We pray that everything goes well this week with Vacation Bible School. We're praying that God will help you young people make great decisions for Christ, even the adults to make great decisions for Christ. And we're looking forward to hearing all of the wonderful stories in the days ahead. If you ever need anything or have questions, please reach out to us. My email address is fbciwakuni@gmail.com. And you can reach me through there, or you can visit our church website, fbc-iwakuni.org. And we'd love to talk with you. We're always thankful for the encouraging messages that you send throughout the year. And we're looking forward to the next time we get to fellowship with you and catch up with you in the days ahead. God bless. Hope to talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. So that was Brother Brandon Knight. And that is a little presentation of what they're doing, of how they believe God wants them to build. And so they need some money for that. And so we get to partner with them in helping them. And I liked what he said. He said, you know, the money doesn't just go to his family. They're not going to take this money and use it. This is going to go directly to Faith Baptist Church there. And it's going to be used. That building's going to be used for their services, for Vacation Bible School, for Bible studies, for the different meetings they have. And so you get to be a part of ministering to American families over there in Japan. And then also to Japanese. There are some Japanese who they're able to reach out to with different ministries that they have, and so we get to partner with them. So all the money you give this week to the offering is going to that project. So I want you to know about that. All right, 4 points. Who remembers the name of the city where the Knights are located? Right there, Riley. Iwakuni, 100 points to the red team! We'll see if we have more points later. Okay, that's it for now. Let's get that offering ready. So if I can get my teams getting that scale up here, if we can get the buckets up here, we're going to go ahead and we're going to have a way off. Now, last night, the Crimson Knights, where are the Crimson Knights? Raise your hand if you're a Crimson Knight. You didn't know you were a Crimson Knight, the red team. Okay, they gave $28. Good job, Crimson Team. Good job. Good job. Good job. No applause. Okay. And the Royal Knights over here, they gave $60. Good job, Royal. Good job, Royal Knights. Now, the amounts that were given tonight just blew them out of the water. I mean, what both teams gave together last night, either one of the teams easily beat that tonight. Okay. One team gave $151. Good job to that one team. Okay, good job. One team gave $157. Good job to that other team. Good job. You don't know who that is yet, do you? You better not, because I have the results right here, and you don't. So together, total, that is $308. How many dollars is that? Three. And when we add that together with what was given last night, I don't know if my math is very good. My math is kind of bad. But I think, if I did it right, $396 up till now. That's great. Let's hear it for that. Wonderful. $396 towards your offering. You guys don't want to find out who wins tonight, do you? I think we just haven't put the buckets back and we'll be good, right? Thank you guys. You guys can take the buckets now, okay? You can take them, all right? Or do you guys want to find out? Yes. Who do you think's gonna win? All right, let's put the buckets on. Hopefully the team that's supposed to win wins. If our weights are correct. Ready? We'll give it a 3, 2. Drum roll. Give me a drum roll. 3, 2, 1. And the winning team for tonight receiving 300 points is the wrong team. It should be the red team. $6 more were given by the red team. Our buckets are a little iffy sometimes, but the winning team tonight with $157. This is why we have to count the amounts, because sometimes our weights are a little off. All right, red team leader, very good. Come help take out these out of there. All right, we should make him carry it by himself, the walk of shame, all the way over to the wall, but that'd be okay. All right, let's hear a cheer from the red team, winners of the offering tonight. Come on, stand up, red team. Let's hear your cheer. Alright, good job. Well, receiving 300 points was the red team for their offering. 500. All right, very good. Well, in a minute, we're going to have a cheer off, but that's not quite yet. I'll ask you some review questions, but we're going to give you a chance to see who can win. That was actually 500 points. I misstated that a moment ago. 500 points, but there are 300 points up for the winning in a little bit to see which team has better enthusiasm and participation. And I was watching that time. I think the entire blue team was participating. Red team, there's some of you. You workers need to help get them going, okay? You may have to pick them up and clap their hands for them, but make sure they participate, because we're looking for energy, enthusiasm, and participation, not just screaming, okay? Screaming's okay, but that doesn't win, okay? So we'll do that in a minute. We'll even see if some adults will get up and they will participate. That would be a blessing, okay? So we're going to ask a couple review questions for some points. For some points. Now, I have not said this yet tonight, I don't think. But what was our theme? We learned a theme, a little sentence on night one, and I saw Perry Marie's hand up first. What was that theme, Perry Marie? That was really close. That was close. We're going to rebound it over to the red team and see if they... There was a phrase that we learned last night. She was pretty close to it. Riley, you seem confident. You know what it is? Of two, only one is true. Let's give 100 points to the Crimson Knights. Very good. Now, very good. By the way, is that on the front there? I don't know if it is. There's some mottos up there. I don't think that one's on there. Is it? Anybody see it? Okay, good. All right, we're safe. Whew, I was wondering if somebody had found it and they were, you know, now. But that's good. All right, we're safe. So what we're going to do is we're going to learn a little bit about one of our creature features tonight, and then I will have a few more review questions. So if I were you, what do you think you might want to do? Pay attention. Be locked in. Okay, there's still some more points to be earned tonight, whether you're a Crimson Knight or whether you're a Royal Knight. Here we go. Tonight, well, first of all, last night we started with our friend Winnie the Warhorse. Anybody remember any of the facts we learned about Winnie? This isn't for points. This is just for fun. Who remembers? What do you remember, Jubilee? His ears can turn 180 degrees. What do you remember, Raylan? Up to 40 miles per hour. Yeah, what do you got, Naomi? They wore armor. That's good. Who else? Deborah? Okay. Emily? Fight with those pointy sticks. Remember what that's called? It's called jousting, trying to knock each other off. Sometimes even the horses would get hurt with that. So we learned last night that some people trust in horses and some people trust in chariots, but our trust is in God, and he's the one who won't let us down. Now, horses were really loyal and really helpful to their riders, but even the horses would sometimes fail or get hurt, but God is the one that we can trust completely. Well, tonight, we're going to move on to our second animal, and tonight, we're going to meet Wiley the fox. You can say it with me? Wiley the fox. Now, does anybody remember what Wily means, or wiles? It means what? Tricky. Tricky. Tricky trick. So we're going to learn about Wily or Tricky Fox. Now, I was supposed to give you clues before I told you about it. Well, I'll give you the clues even though you see it now. Here's the clues about the animal that you're going to guess right away. Okay, it's a mammal. It's found in more places around the world than any other land mammal. It barks and wags its tail when it's happy. What animal would you think that I'm talking about? You would think that I'm talking about a dog. But you know, haha, see, I wasn't tricky. I wasn't very wily. I told you ahead of time. The animal is, in fact, the fox. You know that they're found in more places around the world than any other land mammal. They bark and wag their tails when they're happy. And these are foxes. They're like some kind of cousin of the dog. But God made the foxes in a very special way. They are members of the dog kind. They are known as canines. And so there's different types of foxes. There's gray foxes, there's arctic foxes, there's fennec foxes. So you can see a couple of the different ones. See the gray fox, the arctic fox, and there's fennec foxes. See how they all look different? See how different they are? Look at how big his ears are. God made each one of them different. You saw the gray fox, they're built a certain way. You saw the arctic fox, they're obviously built to survive in a different climate. You look at the fennec fox, he's not built to survive in the arctic. He's built to survive probably more in a sandy and dry and an arid climate. And he's got really big ears so he can hear what's happening. So they can be all around the world, and God made different foxes for different environments, places where they would do really well. Well, throughout history, many people have thought of foxes as mischievous, sly, and crafty, people who are very tricky. In fact, you see there a painting from medieval times. There's old stories of foxes playing dead, pretending to attract birds so the birds would come close enough to eat. So here's a fox, and he's like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay down and pretend I'm dead, sticking his tongue out, just laying there totally still. And then birds come up, like, oh, look, maybe some fresh meat that I can eat. Oh, and the bird comes over, and the fox is like, ah, gotcha. So the foxes can be very sly and tricky. Well, what's another word for that? Wily, or to have wiles, to be tricky. Well, and so people would often hunt foxes for sport. They thought this was a fun thing to do. Sometimes today people hunt deer, or they might hunt other animals. Well, often foxes were hunted. It was called fox hunts, and they liked to go out. And these were often noblemen or farmers who would go out to hunt them for fun. And then farmers would kill them to protect their animals, because the foxes would sneak up and grab the sheep or sneak up and grab the chickens, right? There's lots of stories about foxes in the hen house and so forth. The crafty foxes often were too tricky for the hunters, and they got away. And so foxes gained a reputation as being very, very wily or tricky. Now, let's hear on the count of three. What is your favorite color? I'll count to three, and you say your favorite color. Ready? One, two, three. What is it? You guys said blue. Did anybody say red? Okay, well, there are some red foxes. We're going to focus on the red fox. Sorry, blue team. There's no blue foxes, I don't think. But tonight it just so happens to be the most commonly seen foxes in medieval Europe. And they are found on every continent except two. Which two continents do you think don't have foxes? Oh, he's showing you there. Don't look. What continents don't have foxes? Can you tell where they don't have... Where don't they? Did you see? Where do they not have foxes? You can say it. South America? South America and Antarctica, no foxes. But let's talk about the red fox. It's a small animal that has pointy ears. It has a long and narrow snout. It has thin, long legs and has a really, really, really bushy tail. And this extra fluffy tail helps the fox in several reasons. You may just look at it and say, wow, that looks pretty. But here's the ways that God designed it to make it helpful. Think about when you play in the snow and you come in and you get some hot chocolate and you snuggle up with a nice warm blanket. Isn't that nice? Not at this time of year, but in the cold, right? Well, in a cold place, the fox can use its tail as a blanket. Its bushy tail also makes it harder for predators and for hunting dogs to grab onto. So if they try to grab them by the tail, the fox can just slip away more easily. So, now, I want everybody to take a big sniff. What'd you smell? Maybe you smelled the person next to you. Hopefully they smelled good and not bad. Or maybe you smelled a little bit of leftover dinner. But foxes, they have so much of a better sense of smell than you or I do. They can smell as far as 6 miles away. Can you believe that? They can smell things from that far away. That's like from here to, I don't know, parts of Chattanooga. Okay? Parts of Chattanooga are not that far away. 6 miles from here is a good way down the interstate. That's from here all the way down into the city. They could smell things that far away. That's pretty impressive. God made them with a wonderful and powerful sense of smell. They also have an incredible sense of hearing. God made them with ears that can hear so well. They can hear a mouse squeak from over 100 feet away. That's like me standing here and being able to hear a mouse squeak like way out there, way past those doors. God made them with a great sense of smell and a great sense of hearing so they could catch their prey. In fact, one of their great abilities is to hunt for mice and other rodents under 3 feet of snow. They can find their prey under that much snow and ice. Once they've smelled or heard a rodent, they freeze and stand still so that the animal doesn't know they're coming. Then with their highly sensitive ears, they listen for the slightest sound, a squeak, or even their footsteps. They turn their ears in different directions to find out exactly where that rodent is until finally they grab them. And then after they've located their prey, they jump up into the air. See them jumping up into the air? And they dive onto the spot where they hear the rodent with their nose up, down, and their tail up. They crash into the snow and break through the snow as much as up to 3 feet deep. And if they're successful, they come out with a tasty snack. Now, take a quick moment. Look at your neighbor's eyes. Look at the shape of your neighbor's eyes. Okay, do you see that? What shape is their pupil, the black part in the middle? What shape is it? What shape is the dark part in their eye? What shape is it? It's round. Okay, now, the foxes, though, they have a vertically slit pupil. They have eyes that go this way, okay? Up and down. This is horizontal. This is vertical. They go up and down. And the reason that God made them like that is so that they can see well in very low lighting. This is perfect because red foxes hunt mostly at night. So they sleep during the day. So God made their eyes, even the way their eyes are, he made them in a special way so they could see better at night. Isn't that neat how God made the fox's eyes even different than ours? Foxes, like our pal Wiley, sure are interesting. Wiley reminds us that just like he's tricky, there's a trickster out there who really wants to hurt you. Now, Wiley, he may not be too bad, but our enemy Satan, he definitely wants to trick you. He's the leader of the evil kingdom. He tricked the first people, Adam and Eve, and he wants to trick you too. We need to trust in God and put on the whole armor of God. All right, now we're going to test how well you listened, and we're going to give some points for some review questions. Let's see who's ready to get some review questions. All right, here we go. What are the two phrases that Harrison told us way back at the beginning of the evening? There's two things you need to do, blank, blank, and blank, blank, right there in the greenish shirt. You, yes, ma'am, with your hand up. That's good. That's really good. You're getting there. But he said two parts, and I'm looking for both those parts. Let's see. Anna, do you know? Oh. No, that's a good guess, though. He did tell you to do that. But there's two phrases he said. I don't see anybody on the red team that knows. Let's try Titus in the back row there. What are they? Tell the truth and trust the truth. 100 points for the Royal Knights. All right, now we'll come back to the red team. How many miles away can a fox smell its prey? In blue shirt right there, young man. 6 miles, 100 points for the red team. All right, let's see. What about this? Under how many feet of ice and snow can a fox find and get its prey? Over here on the blue team in the front row. Yeah. 3 feet. Very good. 100 points for the blue team. All right. What is different about the eyes of the fox? Simeon, do you know? And what is it that makes them be able to see in the dark? What? Its eyes. That's good. What about its eyes? What are they? How are they different from our eyes? Are they just like human eyes? They have slits? What kind of slits? He's getting a lot of help here. All right, we're going to give him 100 points for good effort there. Good job, red team. We'll come back over to the blue team. What did we say foxes are, and when do they hunt? When do they hunt? Deborah, do you know? They're sly. Very good. 100 points for the blue team. All right, very good. Have we had our cheer off yet? We haven't done that yet, have we? This is for 300 points. Blue team, do you elect to go first or defer? They're defer. Okay, they defer the kickoff. Red team, get up. Let's hear it. I want to see good participation. I want to see good energy. I want to see who is not just screaming, but who is participating and cheering for their team. Ready? Go for it. All right, very good. Let's see what the blue team can bring. You can have a seat. The judges have conferred, and the judges' decision that tonight, based on participation, energy, and enthusiasm, we're going to award 100 points to... Should I tell you? I don't know. Should I just tell you later? What if I tell you tomorrow? What if you come back tomorrow? Oh, you know what we need to do first? We need to give out some points for visitors. We had some visitors come tonight. All right, who brought a first-time visitor? Michaela brought a visitor. That is 200 points for the red team for Michaela. And then Simeon, you brought a visitor. That is 200 points for the red team. All right, 300 points tonight for the best cheer goes to the Royal Knights, the blue team. All right, very good. Well, at this time, I do believe there was some strange people. Did you see some strange people here last night? I mean, I was here, but there were some other strange people other than me here last night. And they had, like, some beards and some weird clothes. Not all of them had beards, but one of them, some of them had, like, swords and things. I don't know where they came from. I have no idea if they're going to come back. But what I'm going to do in just a minute here is I'm going to get off this platform, and we're going to see if anybody else comes. Because I think, y'all think you'd like it if they came back? They were telling us a good story about a young guy who was learning to be a knight, and then there was like a really scary scream at the end that happened, and then they were going to go rescue whoever. Well, you guys think I should stop talking now and sit down? I think if I do, maybe something will happen. All right, here we go. Let's see what happens. So sit up straight and tall and be ready. Let's see who we can meet tonight.
It's the princess.
Princess, whatever is the matter?
I don't know. I just started crying for no reason.
Well, what do we do?
Beats me.
Say, listen, Onion. Princess, were you eating this when you started crying?
Yes.
No wonder you were crying. Onions can make people cry.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I've never had one before. You see, I was so hungry I went to this kitchen for a snack, but Cook was gone and all I could find was his onion. And I thought if I pretended that it was an apple, that it would taste like one. But when I took a bite out of it, I started crying, and I didn't know why I was crying. And I thought usually people cry when they're sad. But I couldn't think of why I was sad, and that made me cry even harder. And then you came in. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Albert.
Albert, that's a nice name. I'm Gwendolyn, or Princess Gwendolyn.
Princess? Do you not remember what I told you about pretending?
Yes, pretending is fun, but don't take it too far. Take care, you could wind up with a scar.
Imagination is a little bizarre.
See? I got this scar on my chin by pretending to be like Jack and the Beanstalk. I imagined I had my own special beans that I planted and grew into a giant beanstalk. Only, it was really just the old oak tree in the garden. And I climbed up, up, up the beanstalk, but then I fell all the way down and scraped up my hands and knees and cut my chin on a sharp rock. After that, Father Nelder told me I mustn't get too carried away when imagining things, or I could really hurt myself.
Wow.
In case you haven't noticed, Albert, the princess here has quite the imagination.
What kind of things do you like pretending, Albert?
Well, I often imagine what it'd be like to be a knight at the square table. In fact, that's why I came here. I just arrived today.
Well, I guess you can check the save the damsel in distress off that checklist, huh, Albert?
Sometimes I like to imagine I'm a knight. I imagine I'm charging into battle on my horse or fighting a fearsome dragon. But then I usually end up breaking something, like that time I was running through the Great Hall and knocked over a vase and, broke it.
Well, Sir Lancelot's already trained me to use a sword and taught me some of the basics.
I wish I could learn how to use a sword.
I sure don't. Speaking of that, Albert, we should get back to your training.
Oh, wait. I should like to introduce my father first. It wouldn't take too long.
Oh, I'm not sure, Your Highness. Your father, the king, is quite a busy man.
The king?
Oh, he wouldn't mind, especially because Albert helped me. In fact, I think he'd want to meet him. I'll go get him.
Albert, are you okay there? You look white as a sheep, my lad.
I believe you mean white as a sheet.
Hello, anybody home?
Is this really happening?
Albert, you mustn't embarrass yourself. Make sure to bow and call him Your Majesty.
Oh, you're just making him nervous. Albert, you will do just fine. I pray so. Come and meet us outside afterwards.
All right, I will.
Father, this is the boy I wanted you to meet. Albert! Oh, dear. Albert! Albert, wake up!
Your Majesty.
It is a pleasure to meet... It is a pleasure to meet you, young man. You may rise.
I was crying when Eldritch, Sir Lancelot, and Albert found me. Albert figured out right away it was the onion and helped me stop crying.
What am I going to do with you, Gwendolyn? Thank you for helping my very imaginative daughter.
Albert is trained to become a knight at your square table, Father. He just arrived at the castle today.
Ah, well, you are most welcome here. Knighthood is a very high calling. I rely on my knights to not only protect the kingdom, but stand for truth. May you train well and prove yourself worthy.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Will Eldrick and Sir Lancelot be training you then?
Yes. I had my first lessons today.
You couldn't be trained by two better men. I look forward to seeing what God does in your life, but I'm afraid I must get back to my duties. There is a lot to do. Gwendolyn, in 2 days we ride to a nearby village to solve a disagreement between some noblemen. If you will excuse me, I have to leave. Oh, and no more snacking on raw onions.
Yes, Father. I'll never make that mistake again. Though, I'm still quite hungry. I think I'll go see if Cook is back with any real apples. Do you think you can find a way outside all right, Albert?
I believe so, yes.
I'll see you later, then.
Bye now.
Hello there.
Oh, General, I'm sorry, Your Grace. I didn't see you standing there.
The princess is such a delightful young lady, so charming and imaginative.
You can say that.
I was just walking by and I saw you with the king.
Yes, Princess Gwendolyn just introduced me to him. I got to meet him on my very first day.
How exciting, and so very generous of the king to meet you with such a busy schedule.
Yes, he is very busy. It sounds like he's got a long trip planned.
Oh, does he now? Did he say where and when he was going?
He said he was going to a nearby village to settle a disagreement in a few days.
I wonder what village. Albert, do you think you could find out for me?
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's all right. You see, I was just planning a banquet for the king and all the nobles, and if I knew where and when he was going, I would know when to plan the banquet, that's all.
Oh, well, I guess I could ask Princess Gwendolyn if she knows.
Oh, that would be marvelous. If you do this for me, Albert, I won't forget it.
Thank you, Your Grace. It's just me, George. How are you doing, boy?
Albert, how did the meeting with the king go? Were you nervous? Hey, that reminds me of a joke. What knight never doubted himself?
I'm not sure.
Certain. You know, like certain, but certain.
I believe George and Albert have had enough of your jokes for one day.
You might be right, just maybe. I possibly might need some new material. I'm sure Sir Percival can help me. I will see you later.
Albert, you have dreamed your whole life of becoming a knight, which is why I have come to give you a special gift. This is the Belt of Truth, which helps us to tell the truth, just as God does. When you wear the Belt of Truth, let it be a physical reminder to you of the spiritual armor that God gives to his children. It may be invisible, but it is just as real as any other armor, and all the more powerful.
Thank you, Eldric. I will treasure it always. But, Eldric, how do I become a child of God?
Let's sit down. Right here. Ah, there we go. The good kingdom. There are two good kingdoms, in fact. There is a good kingdom, which is God's, and then there is a very bad kingdom, which is here on earth, and that is Satan's. When we are born in this world, we are born into the bad kingdom, and we are born into sin, and from our childhood do we sin against God. We need only admit that we need Jesus, for God sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. What separates us from the good kingdom is sin. We need only admit that Jesus is the only path to be free of this, and that God has provided Jesus as a pathway for this sin. Jesus died in our place, and he lived a perfect life, and he rose from the dead in 3 days so that we can be forgiven and be part of God's good kingdom. We need only admit that we have sinned, and that we need Jesus for our forgiveness. If you do this, Albert, God will give you his special armor to wear, so that you can have an unshakable faith and stand strong against all evil.
I see. I have a lot to think about after today.
Albert, have you seen the Book of Truth?
No.
I was getting ready to ask you. It is a very important book to study.
Well, I thought you knew what it was.
We must find it.
Hello, Eldric. Hello, Albert. Aw, hi, boy. Don't worry, I didn't forget your treat. You want it for later? Here you go.
I can't find it anywhere.
What's the matter, Albert?
My Book of Truth that Eldric gave me. It's lost, and I can't find it.
Oh, wait up, Albert. I can help.
Wait, Albert, let's think about this. Maybe try retracing your steps.
All right, very good. We got to see our friends again. Very good. So glad they could come back. Glad you could be here. They left an onion, right? So if you're hungry, I guess you could try to repeat what Princess Gwendolyn did, but hopefully not. Very good. Well, we're going to need to sing our song one more time to be reminded of Keepers of the Kingdom. So if we can get our musician helpers up here, we will have them come on, and they will sing for us. They're so ready to go. They're willing, right? Tomorrow night, we're going to learn a new song. So let's sing one more time, Keepers of the Kingdom.
All right, everybody stand up.
Keepers of the kingdom, armed from head to toe, following the Savior, facing every foe. Keepers of the kingdom, ready, set, let's go! Children of the King, belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, children of the King. We are keepers of the kingdom, armed from head to toe, following the Savior, facing every foe. Keepers of the kingdom, ready, set, let's go! Children of the King.
All right, have a seat.
All right, thank you so much. That's great. Good job. Tomorrow night, we're going to learn a new song to add to the one song you learned already. It's going to be about flaming arrows and fiery darts. So I hope you will come back tomorrow night and be a part of what we have learned. Now we need to review. We need to review some things that we've learned. You ready to review? You ready to review? I'm ready to review. Here we go. Let's review. So, what was the reference to the first verse, the verse from night one? Can you say it for me? Ephesians 6:10-11. And let's say that together. It talks about, what does it talk about? Who remembers? What's the first part? No, it's not just put on. You got to start without. What is it? Finally. Okay, ready? Help me out. Ready? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:10-11. And then there's tonight's verse. We learned, this is night two. We learned about putting on, but having your loins girt. Who remembers what that means? What does it mean? Put on your belt. Wear a belt. Okay. And this is in Ephesians what?
6:14.
Where is it found?
6:14.
Which night verse is this?
Second.
Night two. Okay. Let's say it together. Ready? Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Ephesians 6:14. All right, see who on the red team can say it. Let's hear somebody on the red team say this verse for me. Who's got it? Right there in the light blue shirt. You, yes, ma'am. Yep. What did they do first? They therefore. And what else do you put on? Do you remember? The breastplate of righteousness. Very good. All right, let's see. You're somebody on the blue team. Somebody know this? Let's see. Somebody that maybe hasn't said it yet. Let's see. You want to try it? All right, very good. Who's going to learn that and be ready to say it tomorrow night? Because tomorrow night we're going to have to find out for points who can say the themes and who can say the verses. The first night of two, one, of two, only one is true. Say it with me. Of two, only one is true. And then put up our second night banner there. Decide your side. Say it with me. Decide your side. You got to decide whose side you're going to be on. And so we have night one, which is of two, only one is true. What's the second night's theme? Decide your side. And so you need to choose. You need to choose to be a part of God's kingdom. Who was our pal that we learned about tonight? Who was our pal? Who was it? Say it. Wiley the Fox. Hope you learned some good things. Where are the missionaries that we're giving our offering to? Where are they? The Knights in Japan, and they're serving in the city of Iwakuni. Okay, Iwakuni, Japan. You can look that up. Have your parents look that up, see where that is. And the American military over there. And we have given so far, if I did my numbers right, $396. And that is wonderful. And I think tomorrow night, you're going to come back with some more offering, try to help your team win. Okay? Who's going to come back tomorrow night? Let me see your hand. You're going to be here. Oh, yes, yes. Who has a friend that isn't here tonight? How many of you have a friend that isn't here tonight that you can invite to come back tomorrow? If you bring them back, it's going to be how many points? 200 points for your team, for every person you bring. Not members of this church, okay, but people who haven't been here to VBS yet, and their kids, okay, it can't be your grandpa, but that'd be really nice. So bring a young person here who can be part of VBS, and you'll get 200 points, and you get to have them on your team. That's pretty cool, right? Who do you think's going to win tomorrow night? All right, you guys want to take us out with a cheer? Want to? All right, take the kickoff. Here we go, Blue. Let's hear Blue. Take us home. Here we go. One last cheer tonight. Well, we need to read our point totals for the night. We know that last night. Who won last night? Who was the one last night? All right. Well, tonight I got the totals from my point keeping assistant, and those totals are for the Royal Knights, 700 points. Good job, Royal Knights. 700 points. And there was another. What was the other team? Should we read you your points? Should we tell you tomorrow night? For the red team, 400 points. Oh, 1,400 points for the red team. Woo! So 1,400 to 700. So that means we are tied 1-1. Blue won the first night and red won the second night. Who do we think is going to win tomorrow night? All right, so what you're going to do in just a moment is you're going to wait for an adult to come and get you. If you came with an adult, they're going to come here and pick you up, and then you're going to go out that door, and there's going to be some kind of little something there waiting for you that you can pick up on your way out. Get an invitation, invite somebody to come back tomorrow night, and we will see you tomorrow night back at Keepers of the Kingdom. Parents, if you would come and get your young people, you can stay right there and wait for them to come get you. Helpers, if you'd help make sure all of our young people make it to their parents. Thank you very much.